This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. Among the Patchwork Suite composers this season, we find a familiar face in Jay Wellens, a longtime music educator who teaches band, studio orchestra, and career education at Toledo School for the Arts. He's been on the TSA faculty since the school's fledgling years, guiding and growing the program with a vision of how a student's life after graduation might be enriched by the arts. The day I stopped by Jay's classroom for an in-rehearsal student recording of his Season 2 variation, he shared more about that vision.
Once you leave, you have some genuine choices about how to include music in your life going forward. You know, whether that's vocational, avocational, as a hobby, or just as somebody who understands more about it now when you attend the next concert or the next live event, you have a better insight into what you're seeing, what you're hearing.
To learn of Jay's own student years is to learn how his teachers likewise lent support and encouragement in his discernment of life after graduation.
I grew up during the space race, and so everything was front and center. We have to get to the moon first, right? So I was equally interested in science and music as a high school student, but it was my music teachers that were talking to me about a career. What could you do? And I knew that I wanted to teach, but did I want to teach science or did I want to teach music? And the music people encouraged me, and I just kept going. I liked being in band. I liked singing in the choir. I liked playing in orchestra, and I finally got to do that, although it was further down the road. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. I'll keep going. But because school was an inspiration to me, it was the place where everybody was talking about the things I was fascinated with. You know, teaching was a natural extension of, you know, paying it forward, you know, because people helped me and I wanted to do that for other people.
Nowadays, Jay and his music students enjoy a brimming schedule of both on-campus and off-campus performances and events.
It's jam-packed. We like to think of it as helping everybody realize in a hands-on way what it's like to be a performer and always have the next thing, the next thing, the next thing.
One of those next things, of course, was the Patchwork Suite. You may recall from last season how Jay transformed the Granados Poetic Waltz with inspiration from maritime voyagers of old. He takes another look into ancestry this season, but this time shaping his narrative around the classic mural image of a family tree.
Several years ago, somebody gifted me an ancestry membership. And so then I started digging and then put in the information, and what I discovered was that everything that my family had been telling me as a child was actually true. You know, we didn't have a lot of documentation about these things. You know, maybe my grandmother had said, you have relatives from this country, or you have relatives from this region. And then there it shows up on the ancestry map. You know, you have a genetic connection with somebody in this village, in this city, in this town, or in this country. And it was, you know, just one of those things that intellectually, you know, is probably true, but to see it, it just made it really real.
More generally speaking, Jay's variation for this season nudges us to reflect on connections within our own heritage, especially noticing where our life trajectories might merge with or diverge from the core of that family tree.
I meant to tell the story of someone's life, and there's struck me that there's two things that exist all at once. One is we kind of walk a common path in the sense that we're born as infants, we grow to be children, then adolescents, young adults, mature adults, and then within that, there are infinite variations of how people's lives turn out. And both of those things happen at the same time. So I was trying to tell that common arc.
The arc begins in the spirit of new life with a solo flute statement of the theme. Then, while still maintaining a sense of transparency, the texture gradually thickens to reflect an emerging sense of self and the increasing complexity of life as one encounters major milestones like graduation, moving away from home, balancing family, community, and career, persevering through life's challenges, and looking back in celebration, perhaps with some nostalgia too, on a life well lived. Given this musical tracking of time, Madame Pratton's episode of life feels right at home at the heart of Jay's variation.
When I listened to the piece, it kind of evoked a nostalgic vibe to me. And one of the things that I've noticed from just, you know, attending events where people are recognized over the course of their lifetime, there's a celebratory aspect to that, along with maybe mourning someone's passing, where you get to celebrate their triumphs and how they persevered through things that maybe challenged them in their lifetime, and both of those things exist at once. I was thinking of this truly as a variation, taking a lot from the original. I kept a lot of the melodic content. I kept the key centers of the piece, the basic rhythmic structure, tried to make it so that there was, you know, the rhythmic variation that comes in at the key change, kind of in the same place in my piece, and maybe take it from one solo guitar player into the color palette of sounds that happens with an orchestra. And so I didn't have to go too far away from what Madame Pratton had started with in order to find where I wanted to go.
With Jay at the head of the ensemble, let's now hear the full in-rehearsal recording of another Patchwork Suite entry, brought to you by way of many talented young musicians at Toledo School for the Arts.
Thank you.
Another Patchwork Suites variation in the books, thanks to music educator Jay Wellens, who expanded Madam Pratton's episode of life to include many episodes of life. And a final word here from your performing ensemble today, the orchestra at Toledo School for the Arts.
Thanks for listening to the Patchwork Suite.
To learn more about the Patchwork Suite or stream previous episodes on demand, visit WGTE.org or the mobile WGTE app.